Melanie Watt from the Biosphere Institute joining me on the program. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Good. A new campaign underway here. It's called Small Steps. What's that all about?
Well, it's all about taking small steps of sustainable actions that you can then share with other people and encourage other people to do the same thing.
What kind of small steps are you talking about?
The way the program is going to work is you take a picture of yourself doing something that's sustainable. The action can be anything from using a reusable coffee mug to putting solar panels on your roof to everything in between. Over 50 people have done it already. And what that means is we have lots of great examples. It doesn't matter if you do the same ones or different ones. A lot of people are using a little bit of humor in it. People have pictures of themselves wrestling over the thermostat, stuff like that. So.
Right on. Actually, yeah, setting up this interview, you told me about the campaign. So I went home and replaced an apparatus in my toilet that was kind of faulty with something that you can adjust the water tank level. So we're using less water per flush. So I guess is that an example
that's
of a small
perfect.
Step? Yeah.
And that's the idea. And people can then go on to our website or our Facebook page and just enter that picture and then challenge other people to take small steps too.
And what's your small step?
Well, I've done a couple. You can do up to 10.
Oh, cool.
And each time you enter up to 10 times, you have a chance of winning an iPad Air. So my small step that I've got up there right now is using a caulking gun and going around the house and sealing up any leaks or air flows from outside. And then I also did solar panels.
That's a bit more than a small step, I think, a solar panel.
Yeah, it is. But it's one of those things that maybe seeing other people doing it, I had other people that did it and that sort of inspired me to do it. So I thought, okay, the steps can be anywhere. And there's lots of great ideas on there. If you just click on, and you'll know probably half the people. We have classrooms challenging other classrooms. We have athletes. So we have Sarah Renner and we have Eric Carlton. We have all kinds of Olympic athletes on there. Mayor John Borman challenged Mayor Karen Sorensen. So it's open for businesses to do it as well. So JK Bakery, Trail Sports, Edible Life, all kinds of other businesses have done it as well. You get neat ideas from all different groups. And you can, you know, challenge your book club, challenge whoever you want, really.
What is this website where people can go and find out more and share their own?
So if you go to biosphereinstitute.org, or you can go to the Biosphere Institute Facebook. If everybody in the Bow Valley did it, it would be fantastic. And the idea is just really encourage other people to do and share their small step.
Is there sort of a deadline for this in the contest?
Well, we try and have you do it within 3 days of when you get challenged, which, as you know, is tricky because I did challenge you last week to say, can you do it?
Yeah.
And you did it. But I think it also works to make people, you know, they've got some ideas and they do it right away. And it can be like a selfie on the phone or it can be whatever you like kind of picture. So it's just, we want you in the picture and we want the action to be there as well.
Sometimes all it needs is that little motivation, a little project that you've kind of been putting off. It's like, well, I may as well do it now if I can maybe win something.
Exactly.
So the Small Steps Challenge here from the Biosphere Institute. Melanie Watt, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thanks, Rob.